6 is proposed land transactions. This also is a briefing, public hearing, and decision all rolled into one. Clay Sprague, you have someone to introduce?
Sandberg. She's our new real estate services manager. She comes to us by way of DNR, where most recently she was in charge of their land transactions program. But she also brings a wealth of business experience from not only DNR, but Department of Agriculture. So we're very pleased to have her on board. Great. And you're stuck with me today, but next time hopefully you'll have Julie.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So on today's agenda, we have four projects, two conservation easements in Okanagan County and two properties in Yakima County. Just in regards to Okanagan County, you may recall that we are pausing on proposing any new fee acquisitions in Okanagan County. And this is until WDFW and Okanagan County complete two independent economic studies regarding land acquisition and impacts in Okanagan County. And that's to be followed by a discussion between the department and Okanagan County on future land acquisitions. The department has completed its economic study and provided that to Okanagan County. As of, I think, 3 weeks ago, Okanagan County had not yet completed their study, so we're still looking for that to happen. Our study is available on our website, though, under the publication, so we can look at that. In the meantime, we have been working to complete the last of two conservation easements in Okanagan County that we have been working on over the last several years. The pause on fee does not include conservation easements. We're still moving forward with these last two. The department is working to secure funding for an additional conservation easement in Okanagan County, but we're going through the RCO process right now on that. The four properties, including the ones here that you'll see today, have all gone through our evaluation and prioritization step of our land transactions program, and that includes the Lands 2020 process. And all four have completed appraisals and appraisal reviews, and we've negotiated and secured options. And so now we're in the final stage of recommending approval by the Fish and Wildlife Commission. So the first item today is the Silverside Channel Property Conservation Easement in Okanagan County. This property is located in the Methow Valley. It's approximately 4 miles south of Twisp and is bounded on the east by Highway 153 and on the west by WDFW lands. This protecting this property with a conservation easement will provide long-term protection for listed steelhead, spring chinook and bull trout, and preserve it for wildlife movement, including migratory mule deer. The property has about a half a mile of frontage on a side channel of the Methow River, and the terms of the conservation easement would prohibit subdivision of the property, it would restrict development, and it would allow, while allowing for light grazing, but it would also allow fencing of the riparian area to protect the conservation values of the property. The conservation easement would be managed as part of our Golden Doe unit of the Methow Wildlife Area. And because this is a conservation easement, there are no operation and maintenance costs, although the monitoring of the conservation easement would probably run us about $750 a year. The department has secured an option to purchase a conservation easement at the approved appraised value of $550,000. And the project will be funded by a grant from the Washington Wildlife and Recreation Program and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The second item today is the proposed purchase of a 233-acre conservation easement, also in Okanagan County, known as the Maltese property. This property is located in the Methow Valley as well, approximately 6 miles east of Twisp, and is across Highway 20 from the Methow Wildlife Area. This property, as you can see on this map, adjoins with and would provide a key connection to other existing wildlife lands and other public lands. protecting this property with a conservation easement will not only protect forest land, but also riparian and in-stream habitats and key migration routes for mule deer in the Methow watershed. The terms of the conservation easement will prohibit subdivision and development of the property, require a timber management plan, and allow light grazing. This conservation easement would be managed as part of the Methow unit of the Methow Wildlife Area. And again, because it's a conservation easement, there's no operation and maintenance costs. Monitoring costs $750 a year. I do need to mention that since these pictures were taken, this property was impacted by the Carlton Wildfire Complex that Nate spoke to earlier today quite severely. I believe Mr. Maltus actually lost his home as a part of this. But fortunately, his grandmother's house survived the fire, which is where he's staying. So even though it's been damaged, the purposes for which we're proposing to buy a conservation easement still exist, both some of the short term, but certainly the long term, and so we're proposing to move forward with it. So the department has secured an option to purchase this conservation easement at the appraised value of $755,000. And again, it would be funded by a grant from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The third item today is the proposed purchase of the just under 2,600-acre Tyton Cattle Association property in Yakima County. At the June Commission meeting, you may recall Mike Livingston, WDFW Region 3 Director, Betsy Bloomfield of the Cowichi Canyon Conservancy, and Rance Block of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation gave you a briefing regarding this proposal. The property is located north and west of Yakima between the Oak Creek Wildlife Area and the Wenatchee National Forest. It's also adjacent to the Corrado Reitmeyer property, also proposed for acquisition, which I'll be presenting to you next here in a minute. Acquisition of this property will complement the existing wildlife areas. It will protect a large area of high-quality shrub steppe habitat, benefiting elk, mule deer, and bighorn sheep, as well as protect a significant wildlife migration corridor. Oops, got ahead of myself there. The property will be subject to an existing cattle grazing lease until November of 2018 and a cattle grazing easement that assigns the grazing management to the Cowichi Canyon Conservancy will occur. Grazing of the property would not exceed a moderate level, and all grazing activities would have to be consistent with and subject to an overall management plan for habitat protection and restoration that we would work on with the Cowichi Canyon Conservancy. It is important to note, I think, that sustainable grazing has been occurring on this property for many decades, and the existing shrub steppe habitat is in excellent condition, as shown by that picture in the lower right. And as I mentioned, the Cowichi Canyon Conservancy will work with the department on the developing the grazing management plan. And I also might add that the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has been instrumental in securing this opportunity for both this property and the next one for WDFW and Cowichi Canyon Conservancy. So as you heard in June, the project...
Commissioner Holtzmiller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. When you said it runs through 2018, you lost me there for a sec. Does the grazing go away in 2018?
No. So there's an existing grazing lease on the property that expires in 2018. At that point in time, the grazing rights belong to Cowichi Canyon Conservancy, so they would release the property at that point in time. As you heard in June, this project is somewhat unique in terms of the partnership with Cowichi Canyon Conservancy. Working with non-governmental organizations and to accomplish land conservation is not a new thing for the department. But what is new is this sharing of land management responsibility. Our proposed approach here is to this project involves the current landowner, as I mentioned, granting the grazing rights in the form of an easement to Cowichi Canyon Conservancy before WDFW then receives title for the property minus the grazing rights that have been conveyed to Cowichi Canyon Conservancy. As I've said, the Conservancy would be responsible, again, for managing the grazing, but according to WDFW standards. This responsibility would include activities such as fence maintenance and weed control. So the department will have all other rights, including management of fish and wildlife habitat and compatible outdoor recreation. But we're proposing this for the three major reasons that you see here, this partnership. There is a sincere desire of the current landowner to see grazing continued on the property. And as I mentioned, sustainable grazing has been occurring for many, many decades. We want to show our commitment to working lands. This is maintaining this as working grazing lands is extremely important to local officials and community interests. And we're partnering with a local organization to assure that that's going to occur. And then lastly, they bring resources to the table to complement our own so that we're using these shared resources, we can provide more conservation than either one of us may be able to do alone. And this is actually a model that you may see in the years to come on other projects that we're bringing forward. So we're very excited about the possibilities. So the department has secured an option to purchase this property at the appraised value of $1,380,000. And this value includes the value of the grazing easement that is being granted to Cowichi Canyon Conservancy. Funding for the project comes from the Department of Ecology and the Kennewick Irrigation District, and its purpose is to mitigate for shrub step losses elsewhere due to conversion to irrigated ag as part of the Columbia River Basin Project. The property will be managed as part of the Oak Creek Wildlife Area, and operation and maintenance costs are estimated to be a little over $20,000 annually, and payment in lieu of taxes are estimated at just under $2,600 a year. The final item for today is the proposed purchase of 305-acre Corrado Reitmeyer property, also in Yakima County, and as you can see, immediately adjacent to the property I just talked about. This property has many of the same benefits as a Tyton Cattle Association property, including high-quality shrub step, and as demonstrated by this map, particularly protection of significant wildlife migration corridor. As with the Tyton Cattle Association property, this property would be acquired subject to an existing grazing lease that runs through the same time frame, and the future grazing rights, again, would be conveyed in an easement to the Cowichi Canyon Conservancy. For both of these properties, I will be asking the Commission to approve acquisition of fee title minus those grazing rights. The Department has secured an option to purchase a property at the reviewed and approved appraised value of $170,000. And again, this value includes the value of the grazing easement being granted to Cowichi Canyon Conservancy. Funding for this project, again, comes from Department of Ecology and the Kennewick Irrigation District, again, for the same purpose, to mitigate for shrub step loss elsewhere in the Columbia River Basin Project. The property we manage is part of the Oak Creek Wildlife Area. Operation and maintenance costs are anticipated to be a little over $2,400 annually, and payment in lieu of taxes are estimated about $305 a year. At this time, I'd like to invite Bill Richardson of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation to come up. He wants to share a few comments about these two projects. Bill?
Welcome.
My name is Bill Richardson. I live in Philomath, Oregon, and I'm the Lands Program Manager for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Madam Chair and members of the Commission, I really want to thank you for this opportunity to request your approval of the WDFW North Fork Cowichi Creek acquisition. That's the name that we're using internally, so it's the same properties. We combine those out. We see this as I'm not going to go through this whole my prepared testimony, and for the sake of time, I'll just kind of hit some highlights. This is a family operation, so even though there's two entities, it's all a family operation. I received a note yesterday from Janine Corrado and the Reitmeyers, and their family actually homesteaded up there in the 1800s, and there's been grazing on that property ever since. And so, Clay talked a little bit about the grazing and the importance of that. It's truly important. It's important to that community as well. And keeping that grazing enshrined was crucial to get this, to obtain the support of the Yakima County Commissioners as well. And those folks are on board. And the reason for that severance of that grazing is to ensure that there's local control and management of that grazing. And so that will continue into the future. The Elk Foundation firmly believes that grazing is an important management tool and that that needs to stay in the toolbox. So I wanted to really stress that like Clay said, I think this is a new model and maybe a new way for us to do business and accomplish permanent land protection. So with that, I'll just conclude. You know, I want to thank Director Anderson and the land staff, Clay, and Tom Woodruff and Mike Livingston for all the help that they've given through this entire project. It's been a great partnership, and we look forward to continued partnership in the future, and I urge your approval of this project.
I have to thank you for the work that you do with the department. Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation has always been a very, very, very important partner for much of the work we've done over in Central Washington. So
we feel the same.
We owe you a thank.
It's a team effort. Thank you.
That's great. Yeah,
absolutely. So the department recommends the commission approve all the land transactions as presented. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Commissioner Caney?
Madam Chair. For Clay, this is a question. Kind of two scenarios I just want to get clear in my mind, because I think this is the first time I've seen in the briefing paper here the description of the grazing that will look. These are the two Okanagan County properties. That the level described as slight, being 1 to 20%, defined as practically undisturbed, only choice areas and choice forage grazed, allowing for fencing of riparian areas. And I think I understand that the negotiations between the Department of Wildlife and that particular landowner, it was agreed upon. So that's what the landowner, you know, wants to see happen. I'm a little curious, particularly on the property that didn't burn. For instance, forage, is that a key? Everybody's looking for forage right now in this Carlton Complex fire. A lot of ranchers lost leases from WDFW. So two questions. The first one is there room to look at, if this passes and the landowner has a need to, say, open up that grazing for emergency grazing, can that be done under this type of a scenario?
So I think a lot of that particular scenario would be something that would be discussed as we put together the grazing management plan. I think we could talk about some of those elements. It would obviously depend on the circumstances, you know, how much forage was needed. We would want to obviously try to adhere to what we've committed in terms of the slight, which is the 1 to 21%. That's pretty key. But I would suspect in kind of the scenario you're talking about, we could, especially given our experience with Carlton, talk about that as part of the development of the grazing management plan. Okay. And I might just ask, Mike Livingston is here today, if he would have anything to add to that. Okay. Sorry, Mike, put you on the spot.
Hi, Mike.
And the second part of that question would be, you know, not just in an emergency grazing type of a situation, but so this landowner someday decides to sell the property, and the new landowner coming in is accepting this easement of a very, very minimal, if no grazing, and say they had different needs. Maybe they wanted to allow a little bit more moderate grazing level. Can that be reviewed with a new owner, considering, you know, that the easement is with the Department of Wildlife that was originally signed as a slight grazing lease?
Yeah, so the easement would be held by the Cowichi Canyon Conservancy. And
this is the Okanagan one.
I'm sorry, the Okanagan one.
Yeah. Both of those easements restrict grazing to pretty much nothing.
Right. Well, I think generally the intent would be to adhere to the requirements in the conservation easement. Those requirements is what allows the grazing to be compatible with our goals and objectives generally. And so, you know, I think the purpose we're getting the conservation easement is to make sure that's the level that occurs to meet our objectives in perpetuity. So, I mean, you can always talk to a landowner about an agreement and renegotiation, but I would think, and I'm talking generally, but I would think from the wildlife perspective that we generally would not be interested in exceeding that level if that's what we'd identified as being necessary to achieve our objectives.
Okay. And finally, the economic study that you talked about from that the Department of Wildlife has completed or had done is excellent, and if any commissioners have not read it, they really need to read that. There's some real gems of information, some very good statistics and numbers to look at. I'm anxious to see what the Okanagan County comes up with and compare the two. But, you know, half of this work is already done. That's essentially put some of the fee acquisitions on hold. And it's a long read, but it's very, very valuable. Thank you, Clay.
Thank you.
We would like to see copies of that economic
Certainly.
Report.
And there's a nice executive summary that helps avoid all the having to read the whole thing if you don't have time. But we'll get that to you.
Any other questions? We're not quite ready for a motion because we have to call for public input. But
I have a question.
Okay. You have a question. Commissioner Schmidt.
Thank you, Chair. And also with the Silverside Channel property questions, to me, easement conditions are covenants that go onto the title. So I think your answer is right. You'd have to renegotiate that with if you choose to, but the title would say right now exactly what you have in here. And what you have in there is a prohibition on subdivision, allowing for fencing, grazing, protection. And you mentioned a management plan, but my question is this. A half-mile channel would be of a lot of interest, that ecosystem for the public to see or be able to walk in. Does this include public access?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I don't believe it does, but I need to research that and get that answer to you. So I'm not sure about that.
That would be interesting to know. And generically, then, if it doesn't, does it public access then would be denied on all conservation easements?
You know, I think, you know, there are many conservation easements we have that don't have public access, but I think that's something we always have a discussion with the landowner to see if we can get it. So that's always a goal of ours.
Good.
And, you know, I wish I knew off the top of my head how many had it and how many don't. I don't, but that's always a goal that we're trying to accomplish. But that's kind of subject to negotiation with that individual landowner.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, do we have any public input? No. No one signed up to testify, so the hearing's closed on that one. We're ready. Oh, Commissioner Holtzmiller.
Sorry.
No problem.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jay raised a really good point. I mean, there again, 1 to 20% is virtually no grazing.
Mm-hmm.
And there again, I guess I'm looking at the department. They just soon not have any cows on there. Why would you limit yourself to such a light grazing? I mean, I can see where you don't want 90%.
Mm-hmm.
But even going into it, I mean, basically it's going to make it a land of no use where you just, I mean, 20, and there again, depends on who you have figuring the 20%
mm-hmm.
is going to be huge.
Right, and I, you know, again, I think that's really dictated by the nature of the property and what we're trying to accomplish for wildlife. In many cases, moderate is probably going to be satisfactory, and I know that we're looking hard to for opportunities to provide these lands for working grazing where it can be compatible with our wildlife objectives. So I don't think the slight standard is something that's just automatic, runs across the board in everything we do. But again, it's really dependent on the type of species we're trying to protect and what that pasture can sustain.
The only thing I'm saying is, to me, we're as a department, you're tying your own hands behind your back because that just doesn't give you any management leeway.
Mm-hmm.
Because trust me, somebody will dredge that up and hold that against you. You know, I mean, I can definitely see why you want to limit the grazing, but why limit yourself right off the get-go?
Yeah. Okay. Point taken.
Commissioner Keeney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think that's what I was getting at, too. And
gotcha.
You put it very well, Commissioner Holzmiller. I think what I've heard from our county commissioners has always been, you know, under any scenario, whether it's fee acquisitions or easements, this loss of eventual agricultural use, whether it's grazing or orchards or whatever, as we go into these property easements and acquisitions. And I think that's always been their concern, mm-hmm. you know. And I think we've had that answered several times, that many of the easements we have allow grazing, you know, that you know, we continue on with that agricultural operation. And I'm not taking away from what this particular landowner wanted to see for their property in the negotiations they had with WDFW. But I kind of agree with Commissioner Holzmiller. In the future, I think maybe these agreements could be more tailored towards, you know, for instance, the current owner is requesting a slight grazing, but not ever to exceed under future management or in emergency situations, moderate.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple addition to these types of contracts or easement contracts, I think would, you know, go some distance in helping, like Okanagan County commissioners, see that, you know, you're not trying to totally shut out grazing, and yet you're not trying to go against the property right owner's wishes either.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, and we'll look at that. And I know that we're very much are hearing local government and communities about maintaining these working landscapes, and so we're really scrutinizing that hard to see where we can do that. But I like your suggestion.
Okay. Any other questions? Then we are ready for a motion. Commissioner Mencken?
Yeah, Madam Chair. I move to approve the proposed land transactions as presented to include a conservation easement of 86.25 acres in Okanagan County, a conservation easement of 232.97 acres in Okanagan County, acquisition of 2,588.27 plus or minus acres in Yakima County, and acquisition of 305 plus or minus acres in Yakima County.
The motion's been made. Do I hear a second?
I second that.
Commissioner Schmitten has seconded the motion. I must say, Commissioner Mencken, your motion was very thorough. Usually it's as presented. I move to approve the lands transactions as presented, but your level of detail is terrific. Thank you. The motion's been made and seconded. Do I hear any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say no.
No.
Motion carries.
No.
No.
We don't have a quorum.
No, we have a quorum. We have one vote against, four in favor.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.